Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, expect clear skies with a gentle breeze across major cities. In Tel Aviv, it's a bright and sunny day, while Jerusalem will enjoy mild temperatures. Haifa is experiencing warm weather, perfect for a stroll outside. In Eilat, the warmth continues into the evening, making for a pleasant night. Here are today's headlines. First, amid truce, Hezbollah attacks IDF in South Lebanon, troops kill six gunmen in Bint Jayel, that's from Times of Israel, in earlier reporting. Also, an Israeli court uncovers a covert Hamas funding network. Key figures sentenced, reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour, also this hour. Palestinian local elections give some Gazans a chance to vote for the first time in years. That's from Ynet, just in. Separately, Israel prepares for talks and their collapse. That's according to N12 in earlier reporting. And finally, the government does not intend to investigate the recent massacre. This revelation comes from Walla, reported a short time ago. Here's what people are saying online. From Ynet News, posting just minutes ago, the Palestinian local elections are giving Gaza a symbolic role in reasserting authority. S. Sinijalawi, a regional commentator, noted earlier today that a mass wedding sponsored by the UAE in Deir al-Balah brought hope to many couples. The Times of Israel shared 3 hours ago that foreign workers in Tel Aviv face unique challenges, sheltering in bus stations amidst the conflict. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Times of Israel's report. Despite a ceasefire, Hezbollah engaged Israeli forces in South Lebanon. This resulted in the death of six gunmen in Bint Jebel. The IDF retaliated by targeting buildings used for rocket launches. This escalation follows a ceasefire extension announced by Trump, highlighting the fragile nature of the truce. Civilians in the region remain on high alert. Turning to the Jerusalem Post story, the exposure of a Hamas funding network reveals a complex system funneling millions to support terrorism. The court's ruling sentenced key figures, demonstrating Israel's ongoing efforts to cut off financial aid to Hamas. This decision could disrupt operations in Gaza, affecting both militants and civilians. Meanwhile, Ynet reports on the local elections in Gaza. For the first time in years, Gazans in Deir al-Balah participated in municipal elections. This marks a significant moment as the Palestinian Authority attempts to reclaim influence in the region. The elections symbolize a potential shift in governance, impacting political dynamics. Separately, N12 highlights Israel's preparations for potential talks or further conflict. A third aircraft carrier is heading to the region as diplomatic discussions loom. The presence of Kushner and Witterkopf in Pakistan indicates high-level negotiations. The outcome could either ease tensions or lead to tightened military measures, affecting regional stability. Finally, Walla reveals a lack of government intent to investigate a recent massacre. This admission, made in the Supreme Court, has sparked outrage and questions of accountability. The decision could undermine trust in leadership and fuel public discontent. Turning to business and markets. First, officers in classified IDF units charged in a major corruption and security case. They are accused of handling millions in crypto and cash. CTEC reports this ongoing investigation. Separately, Shufersal will grant bonuses to employees for their contributions during the war. Israel Hayom Business notes this includes vouchers for electrical and textile products. And finally, two-minute EV charging is coming to Israel. Globes reports that BYD's new technology will revolutionize electric vehicle refueling times. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 10:00 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.